How do organisms that don't speak communicate with one another? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Shadi Amin, assistant professor of biology at NYU Abu Dhabi, discusses chemical signaling.
No organism on Earth lives in isolation. This simple fact underscores the importance of interactions between species. But how do organisms interact, and what languages do they use to communicate? Spoken language may be familiar to us, but many other species on Earth use chemical signaling, small molecules that carry messages between different individuals. These individuals could be plants and soil bacteria, a queen bee and its workers, or a human and his or her gut microbiome. For organisms that cannot move around like corals, chemical signaling may be even more important. Corals have lots of bacteria and other microbes that cover their surfaces, and scientists believe these microbes play a major role in coral health, just like our gut microbiome. But how do corals ensure they recruit the right critters from the millions of microbes in surrounding seawater? To find out, we dived in the Persian Gulf and collected seawater samples at different distances from the surfaces of many corals. When we analyzed these samples, we found out that coral surfaces had a unique composition of bacteria than surrounding seawater. But we were even more surprised to find out that all the corals were surrounded by gradients of chemicals that diffuse away from the surface. These molecules included ones that attract certain types of bacteria that could be beneficial to corals. Others were antibacterial molecules that could repel or kill coral pathogens. Once a coral is sick, its ability to produce these molecules becomes diminished, and so its ability to attract the right microbes and repel the bad ones changes considerably. By comparing molecules produced by healthy and diseased corals, we identified several molecules that could serve as early indicators of coral disease. As we continue to study coral chemical signaling, we hope to predict coral disease before it occurs and potentially take steps to prevent it.
That was Shadi Amin of NYU Abu Dhabi. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.